Thank you. Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master,
blessed is the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Thou hast given us sign.
Have mercy on us and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our all holy Immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For thine is the might, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Thank you.
الحكمه
فصل من رساله القديس بولس الرسول الى العبرانيين
لنصري
يا اخوه اذ لنا رئيس كهنه عظيم قد اجتاز السماوات يسوع ابن الله فلنتمسك بالاعتراف لان ليس لنا رئيس كهنه غير قادر ان يرثي لاوهامنا بل مجرب في كل شيء مثلنا ما خلا الخطيئه فلنقبل اذن بثقه الى عرش النعمه لننال رحمه ونجد ثقه للاغاثه في اوانها فان كل رئيس كهنه متخذ من الناس يقام لاجل الناس فيما هو لله ليقرب تقادم وتذبائح عن الخطايا في امكانه ان يشفق على الذين يجهلون ويضلون لكونه هو ايضا متلبسا بالضعف ولهذا يجب عليه ان يقرب عن الخطايا لاجل نفسه كما يقرب لاجل الشعب وليس احد ياخذ لنفسه الكرامه بل من دعاه الله كما دعا هارون لذلك المسيح لم يمجد نفسه ليصير رئيس كهنه بل الذي قال له انت ابني وانا اليوم ولدتك كما يقول في موضع اخر انت كاهن الى الابد على رتبه مليك صادق
Let us attend.
O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. To you, O Lord, have I cried, O my God.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews.
Let us attend.
Brethren, since we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted, as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God. To offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is bound to offer sacrifice for his own sins, as well as for those of the people. And one does not take the honor upon himself, but he is called by God, just like Aaron was. So also, Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. And he says also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek.
Peace be to you,
congregation which you have acquired from the beginning. God is our eternal King. He has worked salvation in the midst of the earth.
Save his life will lose it, and whoever loses Gospels will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. And Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
Let God it always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. His worthy to approach or draw nigh to serve thee, O King of glory. For to serve thee is a great and fearful thing in the heavenly powers. Nevertheless, with unspeakable and boundless love for mankind, let us become man, yet without shame for all the races, and as man for of all to take the name of our high priest, and deliver unto us the ministry of this liturgic and bloodless sacrifice. For thou alone, O Lord our God, most of all those that have not heard, who are born of the throne of the cherubim, who are born of the seraphim, the king of the Lord, our holy and merciful, and holy lives. Wherefore I pray thee, O Lord, our good and our great physician, look down upon me, the sinner, and on our profitable servant, and cleanse my soul, my heart, from an evil conscience. And by the power of thy Holy Spirit, name me, who induce the grace of the people, to stand before this thy holy table, and perform this sacred mystery by opening the back of the body and precious blood. I draw near to thee to find my neck, I pray thee. Turn not thy face from me to cast me out from among thy servants, but vouchsafe that thy gift may be offered unto thee by me in thy sinful and wicked servant. Allow thyself, our King, that offer it as an offering that accepts the spirit of our hearts and our bodies, and the gifts of our glory, together with our unregenerate Father and all who have been enlightened in his spirit, now and ever and ages. Let us look forward to the cherubim, sing a life-giving prayer, the Christ in him, now that is thy hour.
May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Episcopator of the whole Church, priests, deacons, monks, and nuns, and all our brotherhood in Christ, the President of our country, all civil authorities, our armed forces in defense of peace and freedom everywhere, especially those serving from our community, the sick and the suffering, the poor, the needy, the afflicted, and the homeless. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, whenever, and up to ages of ages. Those who have offered this holy oblation, and those for whom it is offered, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahara, Drula, Selwa, Asma, Georgette, Khaled, Miriam, Naila, Emil, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Teresa, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Taddy, Daisy, Ida, Noel, Nimmer, Sally, Nuckley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Noel, Ida, Elias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Lucille, and Fran, your servants Atala, Nasri, Maha, Lamia, Miriam, Beth, Najla, Lillian, Linda, Mina and their families, the priest Gabriel, Matushka, Laura, newborn Ileana, our expectant parents, Ola and Michael, Lindsay and Ryan, Katrina and Gary, Diana and Iman, Natalie and Shadi and Rod and Sandy, your servants who are celebrating their birthdays, especially Nicholas, Carolus, Ida, Kira, Tamar, Yasmin, Bassam, Jose, Fadi, Rana, Antoine, and Maria, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school ushers, OCF and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants of God departed this life in the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially our servants George, Beatrice, Kenneth, Saida, George, Larice, Joaquin, Suad, Caesar, Mary, Linda, Martha, Michael, and Donna. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. Calling to remembrance our holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Through the compassions of our only begotten Son, of whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Assalam.
Let us love one another, that with one accord we may confess. The doors in wisdom, let us attend.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all worlds, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures
and ascended into heaven
and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world. Amen. At this time, we continue the prayers of St. Basil the Great on the bilingual sheets you received when you came in.
Let us stand aright. Let us stand with fear. Let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in
of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. thanks and indeed glorify the only truly existing God. In all for the need of his bright heart and spirit of humility, this our rational worship. For thou art he that is graciously bestowed upon us the knowledge of thy truth. And who is sufficient to speak of thy mighty acts, to make all thy praises to be heard, or to tell of all thy wonders in every season. O Master of all, Lord of heaven and earth, and of all creation, both visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of glory, and beholdest the depths, who art unoriginate, invisible, incomprehensible, uncircumscript, immutable, the Father of our Lord, the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, our hope, who is the image of thy goodness, the seal of equal type, in himself showing forth thee, the Father, the living Word, the true God, the wisdom before all ages, the life, sanctification, power, the true life, through whom the Holy Spirit was manifested, the Spirit of truth, the gift of adoption, the pledge of the inheritance to come, the first fruits of eternal good things, the life-giving power, the fountain of sanctification, by whom enabled every rational, intelligent creature to serve thee and ascribe to thee perpetual praise. For all things are thy servants, yea, angels and archangels, thrones, dominions, principalities, authorities, powers, and the many-eyed cherubim, praise thee. Round about thee stand the six-winged seraphim, with two they cover their faces, with two their feet, and with two they fly, continually crying out to one another with unceasing praises, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
by man sin entered into the world, and by sin death.
So it seemed good unto thy only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of thee, the God and Father, to be born of a woman, the holy Theotokos and of a virgin Mary, to be born under the law that he might condemn sin in his flesh, that they were who were dead in Adam might be made alive in him thy Christ. And becoming a citizen of this world, giving commandments of salvation, he released us from the delusion of idols and brought us into a knowledge of thee, the true God and Father, having won us unto himself for his own people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and having purified us by water and having sanctified us by the Holy Spirit, he gave himself a ransom to death, whereby we were held, sold into bondage under sin, and having descended into Hades through the cross, that he might fill all things with himself, he loosed the pains of death, and rose again on the third day, making a way for all flesh unto the resurrection from the dead. For it was not possible that the author of life should be held by corruption, that he might be the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep, the firstborn from the dead, that he might be in all things the first among all. Ascending into heaven, he sat down at the right hand of thy majesty on high, and he shall come again to render unto every man according to his works. And he has left with us as memorials of his saving passion these things which we have set forth according to his commandment. For when he was about to go to his voluntary and ever memorable and life-giving death, in the night in which he gave himself up for the life of the world, he took bread in his holy and immaculate hand, and when he had shown it unto thee, the God and Father, and given thanks and blessed and hallowed it and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, for the forgiveness of sins. In like manner, having taken the cup of the fruit of the vine, and mingled it, and given thanks, and blessed it, and hallowed it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Wherefore, O Master, we also, having in remembrance his saving passion and life-giving cross, his three-day entombment and resurrection from the dead, his ascension into heaven, and sitting at the right hand of thee, the God and Father, and his glorious and fearful second coming, and offering unto thee thine own of thine own, in behalf of all and for all.
Presenting unto thee the antitypes of the holy body and blood of thy Christ, we pray thee and implore thee, O Holy of Holies, by the favor of thy goodness, that thy Holy Spirit may be sent upon us and upon these gifts here spread forth, and bless them and hallow them and show.
Bless, Master, the holy bread.
This bread to be itself the precious body of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Amen. Bless, Master, the holy cup.
And this cup to be itself, the precious blood of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Bless both, Master.
Which was shed for the life of the world and its salvation.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And as for us partakers of the one bread and of the cup, do thou unite all to one another of the communion of the Holy Spirit, and grant that no one of us may partake of the holy body and blood of thy Christ unto judgment or unto condemnation, but rather that we may find mercy and grace with all the holy ones, who through the ages have been well pleasing unto thee, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, teachers, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our all-holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady of Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Give us among you, finally dear one. The blessing of the Lord be upon you, the blessing of the Lord. And knows every man, even from his mother's womb. For thou, O Lord, art the helper of the helpless, the hope of the hopeless, the savior of the storm-tossed, the haven of the voyager, the physician of the sick. Be thou thyself all things to all men, O thou who knows every man, his petition, his one place, and his need. Deliver, O Lord, this city and every city and countryside, from famine, plague, earthquake, flood, fire, the sword, foreign invasion, and civil war. Among the first, be mindful, Lord, of our father, Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, whom do thou grant in thy holy churches, in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, and rightly dividing the word of thy truth.
And of those who offer these precious gifts to the Lord our God, the Honorable Presbytery and Diaconate in Christ, and every priestly order and of their salvation, of the peace and stability of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, the salvation and help of the people here present, those whom they are remembering, and of all mankind.
And grant us with one mouth and one heart to glorify and praise in all honorable and majestic name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you all. Offerings of thy people for thou art holy, only now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Please sit.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Having commemorated all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord. That our God, who loveth mankind, receiving them upon his holy, most heavenly, and ideal altar as a savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
And most faithful Master, that with boldness without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. from the glory of thy kingdom, and come to sanctify us, O thou sitest on high with the Father, and art here visibly present with us. And vouchsafe by thy mighty hand to impart unto us an immaculate body and precious blood, and through us unto all the people. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner.
Let us attend.
The holy things are for the holy.
Divine distributors of the Lamb of God, who divide and destroy those ever to be their people, sanctifying those who are saved from their lives.
Forgive me, brothers and sisters. Lo, I draw near unto mortal King our God, the precious and holy body of the one God Savior, Jesus Christ. They pardon to me and the only priest Joseph for the remission of my sins and unto life everlasting. Amen.
Participation in the sacrament of confession with an Orthodox priest. The children in our church school will be staying after communion so they can witness the procession of the Holy Cross. So please allow our teachers and the students to come forward first. Thank you.
with fear of God in faith and love, draw near.
Thank you.
sakes, he has destroyed death by death. Shine, shine in Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord has dawned, and the exalted be glad of the And thou, the pure Theotokos, be radiant in the resurrection of thy Son. How divine, how pure, how sweet are the words of Christ that I was promised. With us even to the end of this age. Heaven, this is a pleasure for faith, and faith and rejoice of Christ in his blood.
O God, save thy people, and bless thy inheritance.
Exalt me.
Pompous speech of the self-righteous Pharisee.
Instead, grant us the compunction of the tax collector and humility that would draw us to you. For you exalt the humble and humble the exalted. Make us worthy of the happiness of the kingdom of heaven. Prepare for the poor in spirit through the mercies of thy Christ with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Wisdom, stand upright. O Lord, save the people and bless thine inheritance.
Grant victory to the Lord,
O God's Christians.
Amen.
speaker would please remain standing. Allow our teachers and the students to come forward first. Please bow down twice, kiss the cross, and then bow down a third time.
Ages of ages.
O Christ, our God and our hope, glory to thee.
Dead Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of the solemnized and all blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross which we adore on this day, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplications of the honorable glorious prophet, forerunner and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles, for Father among the saints, Basil the Great, Archbishop of Caesarea and Cappadocia, whose divine liturgy we celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy-bearer, patron, and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Amen.
Bless, O Lord, the food and drink of your servants, especially the hands that have prepared it, and those who shall partake of it, for thou art holy always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.